Think Red Ink presents The Questions of Jesus. Profound meditations with author and host Don C. Harris. What did Jesus ask?
Question 38. Can you fast while the bridegroom is here? Luke 5:34. And he said unto them, Can ye make the children of the bride chamber fast while the bridegroom is with them? Matthew 9:14-17. Then came to him the disciples of John, saying, Why do we and the Pharisees fast oft, but thy disciples fast not? And Jesus said unto them, Can the children of the bride chamber mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? But the days will come when the bridegroom shall be taken from them, and then they shall fast. No man putteth a piece of new cloth unto an old garment, for that which is put in to fill it up taketh from the garment, and the rent is made worse. Neither do men put new wine into old bottles, else the bottles break, and the wine runneth out, and the bottles perish. But they put new wine into new bottles, and both are preserved. The Quaker idea of the reality of Christ within is most fascinating. Other denominations include some aspects of the idea and accept most of the idea in word, but few people, even while including some Quakers, have come to the reality of Christ in us as our counselor, our advocate, our Savior and Lord. As the Apostle says, The indwelling Christ is a mystery, even the mystery which hath been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints, to whom God would make known, which is Christ in you. From the ages past, from creation until now, since original sin, our Father has wanted to have communion with his own children. Not a communion of grape juice and crackers, but one of purity and truth. Not one of timely ceremony and pomp, but one of intimacy and love. This unbroken communion with God is the goal of everyone who has truly come to know their condition before their judge, and it is the goal of the one who is judge of their condition. Yes, our God wants to commune with his obedient children. Jesus taught also that there is a kingdom within. There's a kingdom of God that is not apparent to the one outwardly observing it. The kingdom of God cometh not with observation, neither shall they say, Lo here, or Lo there, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you. It was Jesus' message that his kingdom is different than any other in that it is not upon the earth. John 18:36, Jesus answered, My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then my servants would fight. But now is my kingdom not from hence. It can be firmly established in Scripture that the kingdom of God is a kingdom within, with a divine ruler establishing his throne upon the center of our being. A kingdom, a retreat, a tranquil home of comfort and acceptance to which we may resort at any time. For lack of this peaceable kingdom within us, or the ignorance of it, we may suffer turmoil and unrest in our hearts. What comfort and peace we forfeit, what nobility we trade for pottage. How often we digress to our own strength and trust in our arms of flesh when we could enjoy the courage and confidence that comes from living within a kingdom occupied and protected by Christ our King. Why do we mourn and plead? Why do we beg and cry? How can the children of the bride chamber fast while the bridegroom is with them? We must admit that the benefits of this glorious kingdom are not a vivid reality, although we may know of the kingdom's existence, or at least its mention in Scripture. Most of us have been taught little about it, and we've even done less to enter it. Wanting it is not enough. Jesus taught that it must be entered by work. Speaking of the kingdom, he said, strive, work, to enter into the straight gate. For many, I say unto you, will seek, want, to enter in, and shall not be able. We must know about it, we must want it, and we must strive to enter it. Jesus used the question, can the children of the bridegroom fast, for several reasons. One was to start their thinking in a new direction. He wanted them to know that we're not putting new wine into old bottles. We're not sewing new cloth onto old garments. He's saying, this is something you have never seen before, built upon a totally new premise. Jews made it a common practice to fast. Fasting has its place, even in the life of Christians today, but there was no reason to fast when the disciples were enjoying the presence of Messiah himself. Notice that the two analogies above, wine and new bottles and new cloth sewn to old garments, were signifying the addition of a new thing into an older, weaker host. The old bottle cannot contain new wine, nor can an old shrunken garment be repaired properly by new unshrunken cloth. The old things cannot utilize the new, neither can the new repair the old. The new can only prove the old to be even more ancient, unusable, and inadequate. The addition of the residing Holy Spirit of God into the equation of man's redemption is a new thing, unable to be contained in ordinances, unable to repair by patchwork the inadequacies of the law. This Comforter, who will lead us and guide us into the kingdom of God, is something completely new. The other reason Jesus asked the question, can the bridegroom fast, is for the rhetorical response and for the subsequent deduction that when we mourn and fast, we demonstrate his separation from us. Contrarily, joy and blessedness that comes from daily living in his kingdom is shown in our eating and drinking and dispositions of cheer and gladness. This occurs to us naturally when we hear his question, can the children of the bride chamber mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? His question forces us to admit that we mourn because we do not have a real sense of the bridegroom with us. The realization of the kingdom of God within you will be given you by revelation. No one can give you a 10-step plan to enter the kingdom of God. For some to enter, I'm sure, it'll be 2 or 3 steps. For some others, it may take many steps. The wonderful thing about the kingdom is that it's not ruled, kept, or governed by silly, impulsive men. The Father calls whom he wills. The Son admits whom he wills. We are but mere answerers of his call. If you're one who cries and complains, or one who fasts and afflicts his soul, perhaps the very present kingdom of God has eluded you. Maybe the kingdom without has failed to materialize and left you feeling empty and alone. Could it be that you've been looking for a kingdom to appear in the physical realm, in the healing of your body or the restoration of your outward life, while all along the kingdom within you has escaped you? Do you long for the presence of the Lord? Do you wonder how it must have been for the disciples to have Christ immediate and present with them at all times? How could the Lord have said that it is better for you that I go away? How could it be better? Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. When he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. Your sorrow shall be turned into joy. I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man taketh from you. Ask, and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. Jesus answered them, do you now believe? Be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Now I ask you, can you make the children of the bride chamber fast? while the bridegroom is with them?
That's all for this time. You've been listening to Don C. Harris at Think Red Ink Ministries. Do you have questions or comments? We'd like to hear from you. Send an email to don@thinkredink.com. Join us again for the next episode of The Questions of Jesus.